Spragging the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Spragging the line brought to you by delusional OSU fans that believe the new Pac-12 is a Power 5 conference. Even a Sprague pick is more realistic.
Yeah,
chance of actually panning out. Spragging the line brought to you by a boot up your ass. That is what you should get for taking the betting advice from Sprague.
Well, I can wish my boot right up your ass.
Spragging the line brought to you by Wilbur's Western Warehouse, where a boot up your ass is a preferable to following Sprague's picks.
Well, I could wish my boot right up your ass.
Spragging the line brought to you by NIL. Just like a Sprague pick, you show up, lay it down, and it doesn't pay out. Sorry, Bubba.
I'll scissor kick his gizzard.
Spragging the line brought to you by Sprague's wife. She was considering a merger with him in bed last night, but was insulted by the size of his offer.
She probably should have said no until I did it better.
Right in the butt.
Sprague line brought to you by randomly smelling weeds. Sprague can smell a grow house from a quarter mile away, but he can't sniff a winning pick.
Holy catfish!
I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and test it out.
We got a dump button alert.
Sprague line brought to you by the Rutgers quarterback. Just like his name's mispronunciation, Sprague picks lick man ass.
Yeah.
Spring line brought to you by the good people of Oakland, California. The only people in the world more disappointed and let down this morning are the ones who regularly place these picks.
We just like to be around naked people together.
I like being around naked people too. All right, here's the records. It's ugly. Sprague had a nice weekend, 2-1.
Felt like a 3-0. That's how bad we've been.
That propped you up to 5-7 on the year. You're within shouting distance of 500.
Well,
you were a 3-0 weekend away from being above 500.
We'll see.
Swag and I went 1-2. That puts your record, Jason Swagger, at 4-8 on the year.
After a 3-0 start, that's 1-8.
And I am now at after another 1-2 weekend at 3-9, bringing up the rear. And this is the weekend of change. I hit on the Chiefs, lost on the Saints and the Raiders. Dear God, what a bad pick! You hit on the under in the Steelers and Chargers game, and on the Lions -3 against the Cardinals. Lost on the Bucks against the Broncos.
Yeah, thank you, Baker, for showing up.
And Swag went all Pac-12, old Pac-12 picks. Hit on Oregon State against Purdue, and then Arizona State lost outright to Texas Tech, and Cal did not cover the number and did not win against Florida State. So that is who we all selected. Sprague, T-Box is yours after a 2-1 weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with an over here, Bob. A lot of unders
over
this season.
Bubba's
so far
going with an over
in the NFL. I'm heading to the desert, Andrew, where I have watched the Washington Commies play enough this season to conclude that defense blows. I also have watched Arizona play. That defense, Buda Baker practice, but that defense ain't great. I know they're coming on a short week. They played on Monday Night Football, and they beat that Joe Burrow. But I think the Cardinals are going to play better offensively, and they're not facing quite the pass rush that they faced against Detroit. So I'm going to actually expect, and Marvin Harrison Jr. was limited, but he practiced. That was encouraging. There may be no Trey McBride. That's a little troubling. However, the Commies defense has given up 30. The Cardinals defense is giving up 28.
Yeah.
Bob, we combined are going to go over 50. The Commies and the Cardinals over 50.
Okay, pick number one. Swag, where are you going?
We'll start tonight. I have done so well on the big PP picks. Let's
riding the big PP.
We're going to ride the big PP out to Piscataway, New Jersey. The line has come down. The last I checked,
that's a long big pee-pee ride, man. That is a long, that's a couple hours. Could be sore.
It's now, so I don't know if we're going to go with what we did yesterday. We all right over there?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. The line I got, and you can check if you got something else. I have Rutgers -1.5.
Rutgers -1.5. Okay.
I will go with the Scarlet.
The Scarlet Knights tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you are very confident in one point.
Just questioning
spread.
One point. Yeah. I think.
Well,
maybe?
I think it was 2.5 yesterday when we did the big pee pee picks. So.
I believe it was. Okay, there you go. There's your first pick. All right.
I didn't expect that.
Did not see that coming at all. Okay, first pick for me. I have gone, there's been back-to-back obvious things the last 2 weeks, and I haven't bet either of them. My co-host has, and he's won both those bets, and it's just made me livid. 2 weeks ago, it was the Bucks +7.5 in Detroit, and I'm like, what? This makes, what are we doing here?
Thank
they won
that.
Outright. You won on that pick. Last week, all week, I'm like, how do the Chargers and Steelers hit the over? Neither of them can score. Now, it came down to about 2 yards away, but the under did hit. I have had that same pick all week, and I'm not passing it up this week. I know the favorites on it. The masses are asses. I don't care, dude.
You don't care.
Steelers minus 1.5 against the Colts. Make it make sense to me. Anthony Richardson sucks. He's got twice as many picks as touchdowns. The Steelers have the best defense in the NFL. Make it make sense. Steelers minus 1.5.
I will make it make sense. 86% of the bets, or the money, is on the Steelers. 74% of the bets are on the Steelers.
That's right. You're damn right.
How's the public doing?
We're doing great. The public's doing great this year. Okay. It's a great year for the public.
All right. I will go to my second pick. I am going to go to the ATL Shouty. Everything about the math right now suggests Saints. Who dat say they going to beat them Saints? +2.5 on the road against Kirkers and the Falcons, who are 1-2? Why? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to fade the logic. I'm taking Falcons -2.5. Need to win by a field goal. Dirty Birds and Saints actually gets kind of testy, gets interesting.
Yeah.
I like this spot for the Falcons because everybody's in on the Saints right now. That's why this is sub a field goal. I'm going to take it while it's good. Walk off field goal or better. I'm going to take the Falcons and those weapons to actually keep the Saints cooling down a little bit. I think the Saints got a little exposed against the Eagles. I like the Falcons. Jesse Bates in the secondary picking off a Derek Carr pass. I'm taking Falcons -2.5.
Okay, swag pick number two.
I will stick in college. I am sticking with my preseason prognostication. They had a bye week. They were coming off a good win. They're still building. I really like what Dan Lanning and his staff do with off weeks. They are that grill at UCLA is going to be full. They are cooking everything. Everybody's going to eat for the Ducks. Lay the 25.5.
25.5. Okay. Pick number two for me. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. And look, I've been on this team. I think they're better than their record indicates. They had no business losing the game in week two. They were a quarter of an inch away from potentially beating the Kansas City Chiefs on opening night. And I think they found their groove a little bit last week. I'm not freaked out by the way they played in the fourth quarter. This is the best game, you could argue, in all of football for the entire weekend. Georgia-Bama is the only one that comes close. Mm. They're at home in this game. I think they have more of a sense of urgency because of the start of the year. I love the way they ran the football last week. I know Buffalo's playing awesome, and the Bills have been one of the stories early on in the NFL season. I love the Ravens this weekend, man. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. It's a big win for them, a big statement for them to announce we're still here in the AFC race. And I'm taking the Ravens -2.5 on Sunday night.
Sizzler.
Yeah, that's about how I feel right now. Perfect encapsulation.
Final pick, sadly. I hate doing this, but I got to do it because I like the line. We're going to have to wait till Monday to conclude my Sprague and line pick. I am getting a hook. Have you seen the injury report for the Detroit Lions? They have no Ragnow this week. We'll see what happens with Skipper, their tackle, but he wasn't practicing yesterday. They're banged up in Detroit, and they look a little weird still. There's some Jared Goff stuff, narrative stuff forming on the media side. I get the Seahawks, who have played the Lions rather well, and I know the Seahawks have also been a little banged up this week, but DK's playing, Geno's playing, offensive line is okay. I think defensively, McDonald with Witherspoon and Woolen, I'm taking the Seahawks with the hook. I'll bite. Sure. I'm in on this one. I'd Seahawks +3.5.
Good numbers historically in Detroit, I feel like, too. I feel like they always play well in that building. Swag, last pick.
We'll go to the NFL, and the Bengals and Panthers defenses have been suspect all season long. Now that the Panthers made the switch at quarterback, they can at least move the ball and score.
No Thielen.
The number's only 47 on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of those exciting bad football games, and they will go over 50. I'll take the over 47.
Over 47.5, 47. Okay. Last one for me in the NFL is a pick that makes no sense. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm lost, and I needed to get creative here. Underdogs are 5.5 or more points, and I learned this the hard way last night. are dominant this year in the NFL. I think the number now is like 15-2 against the spread. And so I told myself, after having the best kicker in the NFL miss a kick that cost me a bet, I now need to, as punishment, gamble on one of these 5.5-point underdogs. It's just the way the world has to work. It's synergy. And so I threw a dart at a board, and I landed on the Jags plus 6.5 against the Texans. I'm not going to give you any reason other than the Texans haven't looked great, and they're kind of banged up right now. It's a very low confidence pick, but I will wrap up my Sprague in the line with Jacksonville plus 6.5 against the Texans.
I have a competition problem.
Yeah, this is the week. This is the week! It all turns around.
Could be the Doug Peterson fired game.
No, it's not. No, it's not, damn it. No, it's not. Here we go. I am on Steelers minus 1.5, Ravens minus 2.5, Jags plus 6.5, Sprague, Colts, Commanders over a 50, Falcons minus 2.5.
Commies, Cardinals.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Colts, Commanders.
Oh, I said Colts. Cardinals, Commanders. My apology. Over 50, Falcons minus 2.5, and the Seahawks plus 3.5. Swag is on Rutgers tonight minus 1.5, Oregon minus 25.5 tomorrow night, and then the Panthers, Bengals over of 47. Hold on here. Hold on. Spring and Line brought to you by Dave Grohl. Still more trustworthy than a Sprague pick.
That's brutal, man.
Yikes. He just had a kid. Spring and Line brought to you by Green Day. Wake us up when these terrible picks end.
When September ends.
Spring and Line brought to you by Sprague's House. He's so poor he can't afford a grill, so you're going to have to show up and cook on a hot plate.
You know what? You can come cook. My wife can serve you up. You're going to give me winners.
Give me winners. Yeah.